There is literally zero benefit to the New York Yankees to keep him in AAA. There is zero benefit. The only reason they're doing it is because they, for some reason, believe Verdugo is better for this team than him. That's the only reason they're doing it.
It makes no sense.
It makes absolutely no sense. I would almost rather it be about they want to preserve his rookie status and because it'll benefit them in some way. I would almost rather it be that because at least it's an argument. I might hate it. You might hate it. It might piss us off to think that the Yankees aren't all in and they're more concerned with next year and this and that. Fine. It would piss me off and I wouldn't like that answer. It wouldn't be good enough. But at least it's an answer. At least it's a, hey, we're thinking about the future. We want to make, like, you know, he is coming off injury. If we do this and we just bring him up next year, we could save millions of dollars to help us pay Soto next year. Or we could do this or that and get another draft pick that could lead to another Dominguez or something. Like, as much as we might hate it, at least there would be, like, some sort of flawed, although it may be, but logic behind it. There's nothing behind this other than they want to play Verdugo instead. And that is illogical. You can't convince me that makes sense. I would almost rather it be about a contract or whatever manipulation. I would rather it be about the rookie status. I would rather it have at least something they could tell me that even if I had disagreed with, but it was an argument. Verdugo's better for this team isn't an argument. It's just not an argument. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I don't pretend to know as much as they do. This is where I think the fans get in trouble, and I'll get in trouble with the fans. Like, we all joke about, oh, Brian Cashman, he's the smartest guy in the room. And yet, everyone who says that from their couch thinks they're smarter than him. Like, it makes me laugh. So I don't get hung up on that. And I don't often say, you know, like, but this one, it's hard to argue that the fans aren't right. It's hard to argue that this one doesn't make any sense. I don't get hung up on, oh, he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. Well, you know what? You talk around baseball, a lot of people think he is. I think it's a lot harder to do what he's done over the last handful of years. I think it's hard to have this many winning seasons, even without championships. I'm not throwing him a parade for it. I just think it's tougher than a lot of people think it is. Even with the money spent. And I usually push back with, hey, you're the smartest guy in the room, there's Brian Cashman. Like you know better. This time you do. This time it's hard for me to come up with an argument to defend Brian Cashman and Boone and the Yankees. There is zero reason why this kid shouldn't be here. Zero. Plain and simple. If he's not in Chicago, they're wrong. Every day he's not on this roster, they're flat out wrong. And they're not doing what's best for the team. They are actively working against their best interest. Every day he's not here. And I don't say that. I get a lot of flack for not saying things like that when everybody else wants to run to it. This one, there's just, I can't see it any other way. They are actively doing something against their best interest of winning. And if they were 6-7 games up, I'd be saying the same thing, even though it might make more sense that they believe in Verdugo. But even that, like, he's got to be here for the playoff push. Do you not want to play your best player? I'm done with it.